Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, everybody, good evening, and we welcome you to Overtime right here on The Fan. Good-looking Friday night. It was actually pretty nice out today as compared to the last couple of days where it was cold and wintry out at old Inova Sports Performance Center, where the Washington football team train like the gladiators that they are, the warriors that they are, preparing for the very powerful, formidable, intimidating Cincinnati Joe Burrows and the Zach Taylors of the world. That will come up on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. I will be at FedEx Field, as we usually are, and we'll have all sorts of pregame coverage for you, beginning, of course, at 8 o'clock in the morning with 3 hours of countdown to kickoff with my guy Earl Forsey, who, well, he was born for this. And as well, JP Flame from the Junkies and Logan Paulson from 11 to 1. I'll join Earl at 8:30, 10:30, and JP and Logan at a time to be determined. And then during the game, you can listen to me on CBS Sports Radio as I'll have live updates from FedEx Field. And then, of course, the postgame show with Logan and Pete Medhurst right after the final gun. So we'll have you covered all day on Sunday. We'll have you covered here until 9 o'clock tonight. Speaking of Logan Paulson, he'll join us at 7 o'clock, and we will go over this matchup and everything that's going on Washington football team wise as well. My buddy Doug Eldridge, who is the co-founder of Achilles PR and just does a bunch of TV stuff and is just a really good guy. He's been in PR marketing forever. We will talk at 7:30 with Doug about the Washington rebranding and the name change and everything going on there. At 8 o'clock, we will hear from Joe Theismann, who was on with Grant and Danny earlier today, talking about Alex Smith, 2 years now removed from the leg injury. And of course, everything that Joe went through, everything that, you know, Joe can kind of assimilate to Alex's situation and, you know, all of those eerie similarities. So good conversation with Joe Theismann, the Redskins quarterbacking legend, Washington quarterback legend, on with G and D earlier today. And then we'll figure out something after that. We'll make it all work for you. But you can join us at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. That is the AAA Always On Call listener line, a phone number for you to hop aboard, 800-636-1067. 1067 toll free. All right, so let's get to it on The Fan on this Friday night. Two big stories, obviously, if you've kind of been in a bunker, if you haven't been driving around, if you haven't been paying attention, going on with the Washington football team. And story number one is that Ron Rivera told the Bengals media, I think it was yesterday, that they would have taken Joe Burrow at number two if he was available. And everybody seems surprised by this. Everybody was like, Oh, that's a weird thing to say. And you're right. It probably was not necessary for Ron Rivera to say it. He didn't have to say it. Sometimes I think Ron Rivera, quite honestly, is too honest for his own good. Because what happens a lot of times when you're truly honest is a lot of times you dig a hole for yourself, right? I mean, we talked a lot about The Undertaker on Wednesday with Earl. And, you know, sometimes by being too transparent, too honest, too forthcoming, on or off the record, you dig a hole for yourself. I'll never forget Jay Gruden coming to me in, you know, his first year here in 2014, and he couldn't figure out why everybody thought it was him that was bad-mouthing and throwing Robert Griffin III under the train. And I had to explain to him, and this is me explaining to a first-year head coach who had never had to deal with this. You know, because he was the offensive coordinator, ironically, in Cincinnati, they had to talk once a week. The Cincinnati media is weak. They're soft. They're lame. No offense. They are. They're not the Washington media. And the Washington media, by and large, is soft and, you want to say lame? Compared to New York, compared to Philadelphia, compared to Boston, compared to Chicago. Chicago's a little bit different. You know, it's a little small town, big towny, but not New York, Philadelphia, and Boston. I can tell you that much. Okay? And Jay couldn't figure out why everybody was accusing him. And we all knew that Jay was talking to reporters on and off the record. Jay just thought, oh, if you don't use my name, then people won't figure it out. And this town is different. This town is different. They will figure it out. We spend a lot of time worrying about who said what, who said this, who said that. And here, in this case, Ron Rivera is not doing anything wrong at all. He's talking honestly. He's talking on the record. He's talking, I think, what a lot of us knew and realized if we didn't know and thought if we didn't know. And I knew, but I didn't think it was that big of a deal, right? They met with Joe Burrow at the combine. They did not love the idea of hitching their wagon to Dwayne Haskins, a quarterback that they didn't draft, they didn't choose, they didn't select, that they didn't have an overwhelmingly favorable grade on in Charlotte, that Kyle Smith didn't really want, who was here and was promoted to the director or vice president of personnel on both the pro and college side when Ron first got here. So why would anybody be that surprised that they were going to take Joe Burrow at number two if Cincinnati, for whatever reason, decided to take Chase Young or somebody else? Or if Joe Burrow made a stand and said, I don't want to play for them. Now, I don't know why he would want to play for Washington if he's going to make a stand and say, I don't want to play for Cincinnati. It's not like there's that much difference between the Bengals and the Washington football organization, right? As a matter of fact, the Bengals have had a lot more success. That's the difference. So if he was going to say no to them, I don't know why he would have said no or yes to the Washington football organization, right? I mean, we'll start there. He didn't ultimately say no. They were convinced that he would be fine, and so far, so good. It looks like the right deal, the right pick. It looks like they've got something. But I don't know why anybody was that surprised or alarmed, eye-open emojis, that Washington's Ron Rivera admitted to Cincinnati media that they would have taken Joe Burrow. Of course they would have. And of course they should have. This was never really a debate between Chase Young and Tua Tagovailoa. Again, anybody that listened to me on this radio station in any interview, any show that I did for months and months and months on end, I told you, do not draft Tua Tagovailoa. And I know I look bad right now because he's 3-0 as a starter and he's played fairly well. Trust me, that won't last. He'll get injured. He'll be benched. He will be hobbling around at some point. It just will not last. There was never an argument between Chase Young and Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert has played great so far in his rookie year. I think I underestimated them. I think everyone underestimated. You know what? NFL personnel people underestimated them. But six or seven or eight or nine games does not make a career. How many times have we seen guy have great success in his rookie year at whatever position, but even the quarterback position? And year two, I mean, we're kind of dealing with that with Baker Mayfield, right? I mean, Baker Mayfield had a pretty damn good first rookie year. Came in week three, won a game, first win for Cleveland in like forever. They locked up the beer coolers and whatever they did. And Baker was a player on the rise, right? And everybody was geeked up and excited for the Cincinnati, for the Cleveland Browns. And then last year, he went kind of, right? So we can't judge a player based on four games, six games, eight games, nine games, 10 games. We can't do that in terms of thinking, oh, this player is going to be tremendous every year. No doubt. We can't do that. We can't do that. But what I will say is nobody that I knew of in NFL scouting circles thought Justin Herbert was going to be this good. Now, again, long way to go there, right? So the number two overall pick was between two people, Joe Burrow and Chase Young. That's what I knew. And if Joe Burrow was there, Washington was going to take him. Joe Burrow obviously wasn't there, so they had one choice. They could have traded down. Sure. They could have taken Tua. Wrong. They could have taken Herbert. Wrong. It would not have worked out. Those guys were appropriately picked where they were slotted. There's a difference between pick five and pick two. And even though Chase Young has not put up huge numbers this year, trust me, you're going to be more than fine with Chase Young. Will he be a Hall of Famer? I don't know. I think Chase Young will be a very good player. But there was no doubt that they were taking Chase Young at number two when Burrow wasn't there. Just like there would have been no doubt that they would have taken Joe Burrow, even though they had Dwayne Haskins and Alex Smith and had already made a trade for Kyle Allen. And they should have taken Joe Burrow because he was the quarterback that they wanted. He was the quarterback of the future, the quarterback that they picked out. You are ride or die. Dwayne Haskins, not that guy. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. So we'll open there. Were you surprised with what Ron Rivera said? Any problem with what Ron Rivera said? Or are you like, hey, you know, like me, right on, man. Totally get it. Understand it. And that's where I am. Again, 800-636-1067 on the AAA. Always on call listener line. First time out of the evening. Overtime on the Fan. Come on back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or
I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, everybody. Good to have you with us here on a Friday night. Just after 6:20, we'll take you until 9 o'clock. Scheduled time of departure right here on The Fan, the radio.com app, thefandc.com/listen. I am the Rooster, Chris Russell. Good to have you with us as we talk to you about the Washington football team and the Cincinnati Bengals. So again, let me just recircle on this. Some people were surprised by what Ron had. Ron didn't have to say what he said, right? He was too transparent, probably for his own good. And that's just what you're going to get out of Ron. Sometimes he's going to be too transparent for his own good. And by the way, I would encourage that under normal circumstances. The problem is that in this town, everything gets made a big deal out of. Everything gets turned and twisted into some big drama or some big controversy. And there's really no controversy here at all that I can see, right? I mean, Ron's being honest. Ron's being transparent. Ron's telling you absolutely what he should tell you in terms of, again, being honest. We were going to take Joe Burrow and do the opposite of what Cincinnati did. Now, I wasn't in on the press conference today. I forgot it went a little bit earlier, and I jumped in late, and Ron was already done talking. So I was only in on the Ken Zampezi thing, but he was not apparently asked about this particular situation. And look, he probably would have gotten angry if asked about it or annoyed. If asked about it, and he probably wouldn't have given the answer that anybody was really looking for. But here's the thing. Ron doesn't have to give an explanation. Like, if you need an explanation, if you are dissatisfied that he told the Cincinnati media, hey, we would have done exactly the opposite of what the Bengals did, meaning if they took Chase Young or if they took somebody else, I mean, it's not exactly the opposite, but he was assuming, meaning if they took Chase Young, we'll take Joe Burrow. And if they take Joe Burrow, we'll take Chase Young. And in the weeks leading up to the draft, you kept hearing Washington is not really that interested in trading back. They needed to be blown away to trade back. Why? Because they really like Chase Young. Really, really like Chase Young. And they build and they believe in a cornerstone being as much the quarterback as it is the pass rush, right? I mean, of course, the quarterback is the most important. But you don't win just with a quarterback, right? Joe Burrow's a great quarterback. Or he's going to be a great quarterback, I think. But Cincinnati's not going to win just with Joe Burrow. Same thing for any one position. Right? They say you have to have a quarterback, and that's so much more important than pass rush or a cornerback or whatever other position. True, but Washington was in a position where they had, again, a recent first-round pick, like as in 1 year in Dwayne Haskins, who they were very unsure of. They had a veteran Alex Smith, who you know, look, I mean, they all knew what they inherited there. I don't think anybody could have realized at that point, late December, early January, that Alex Smith would come back in, you know, first in mid-October, but really here in November, and do what he's done and perform as he's done. But they also knew they had Kyle Allen to fall back on. So it was easy for them to say, okay, look, if the quarterback that we want is not there, yeah, that sucks. That sucks. But that's just the way the cookie crumbles, right? We want that guy. We don't want any guy. We want that guy. And if that guy's available, we're taking that guy. Not any guy. We're taking that guy. See, because there's too many dum-dums out there that think you just take any quarterback, whether you like them, you don't like them, whether you love them, you don't love them, whether they're flawed, whatever, because you'll just develop them and they'll just develop. And if you just coach them up, they'll be great. No, actually, it doesn't work that way. If you wanted the Washington football team to take any quarterback, why? Why would you do that? Again, when you were sitting on an arsenal, granted, not exactly what you would want, but when you were sitting on a pile of a quarterback that you did choose to bring in here, Kyle Allen, a quarterback that you're kind of stuck with and inheriting, but that you have some familiarity with, you know, he's been a long-time successful starter if you can just get him healthy, right? And that was a big if. And then you're sitting on Dwayne Haskins, who you didn't really love, you're very unsure of, but maybe he'll turn into something. Maybe he'll work his butt off. Maybe he'll get it right. He certainly has arm talent, or a big arm, right? Because I guess arm talent can be spun a different way. So you were not desperate to take a quarterback at number two, like most teams that are there at number two. But you would have if the right quarterback was there. And again, there's a huge difference between Joe Burrow and Tua Tagovailoa. And Miami will find that out. Tua has not been able to stay healthy in his career. Tua's not even as good as Joe Burrow, in my opinion. Now, Tua's a great deep ball thrower. He's athletic, but Joe Burrow is athletic. He might not have the deep ball accuracy and the deep ball arm that Tua has, but he's going to make everything underneath, and he's going to operate an offense with sneaky athleticism, and he's going to shorten intermediate you to death, and then he'll take his shots down the field. And I look at Joe Burrow as a guy that, again, maybe doesn't have the upside of a Hall of Famer, you know, of a Peyton Manning, of a Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if he's got that kind of upside, a Drew Brees. But remember, those guys, Aaron Rodgers went late first round. Drew Brees went early second round in their drafts. We all know where Tom Brady went, right? I mean, you know, so who knows? But here's what I know. Joe Burrow is better and more stable in terms of a selection and a choice than Tua Tagovailoa. It was not six of one, half dozen of the other. So when Ron Rivera says that and says, hey, we would have taken Joe Burrow, again, you know, people are going to take that as an insult towards Dwayne Haskins. And maybe it is to some degree. I can't be any more honest with you than to tell you they had major reservations about Dwayne. Why are people so upset about that? Why are people so mystified by that? Why are people so bothered by that, that they would have major reservations? Like, I see it all the time. Well, they didn't give him enough time. They should give him the whole year to develop. Why? Why? What has Dwayne Haskins done to earn that trust? What has he done? Nothing. He didn't earn that trust. So if you have major reservations, if you have major questions, let's do that. If you have major questions about a guy, Why the hell would you sit there and go, hey, if my guy is there, I'm going to bypass him? Of course you wouldn't. Even though in many people's eyes, it wouldn't have made sense, right? If they took Joe Burrow, people would have been like, oh my God, what are they doing? Why are they taking quarterbacks back? Well, again, Arizona, okay, now I thought they were dummies. They drafted Josh Rosen, traded up for him, traded a third and a fifth round pick to move up five spots for him, took him, then fired the head coach, then fired Josh Rosen when they took Kyler Murray and hired the new head coach. And it's worked out like a charm. I thought they were the dumber than dumb. If Ron Rivera and his staff would have taken Joe Burrow at number two, if he was there, I would have been clapping, cheering, absolutely thinking that is the right move. Why? Because I knew then, you should have known then, that Dwayne Haskins had major questions. That's not to say that Dwayne Haskins can't get it right, but it is a very, 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 very difficult and uphill climb for him to get it right. If Joe Burrow was there, they should have taken him, period. So I have no problem with what Ron said. I would only advise Ron, don't be so transparent. Don't be so honest, because then it turns into a big show. But that's Ron. He's real. He's real. We want coaches to be honest. Well, sometimes you're going to get answers that you don't love. 800-636-1067. We'll try and get to the calls as soon as we can, guys. Stay tuned. We're also scheduled to talk to Logan Paulson. Hopefully everything goes all right in that vein. We are with you until 9 o'clock right here on The Fan on a Friday night. Come and join us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Good to have you guys with us at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Vic will get you called up, screened up, and will send them to me on Facebook or whatever apparatus he chooses. Vic, you do whatever you want to do, and I'll figure it out. We are brought to you by the Reynolds team. Get your home sold right for the most money by Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, the Reynolds team. Ask about their home sold guarantee at 844-654-SOLD or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. All right, so you have that situation. In addition, one other story that we haven't brought up. I got thrown off. Arian tweeted me. He says, because the quote-unquote reservations they had weren't really fair. Haskins didn't stand a chance under Gruden, and when Callahan played him, he showed growth. There is some fairness to that. There is some fairness to that. But the reservations that I'm talking about is what Kyle Smith thought of him, one, and two, what Ron and his staff down in Carolina thought of him when they evaluated him in the draft. See, this wasn't just about, hey, he wasn't a match with Gruden, so he got this bad reputation and this bad track record. No. This is coming from Ohio State. This is coming from Urban Meyer. This is coming from the scouting community. This is what personnel people, a lot of them, thought. That's why a quarterback with a strong arm that threw for 50-plus touchdowns at a football factory like Ohio State went all the way to 15. Normally, that does not happen. Sure, there were other things, lack of athleticism, speed, you know, I mean, of course, yes. This is not just a, well, he wasn't a fit with Jay Gruden, so he got a bad rap and a bad track record. No. He had that coming out. He had that coming out. All right, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Here's the other story, real quickly, that I want to touch on and we'll get to as we go through the night right here on The Fan. And that is, and we had heard about this, but now we have more clarification on this from the Washington Post. Liz Clark, Mark Maskey, Will Hobson, a group of investors from California, two guys that basically are billionaire co-founders of a private equity firm based in Santa Monica called Clear Lake Capitals. One of them married to a singer-songwriter and philanthropist that grew up here in the Washington, D.C. area, apparently want to buy a 40% stake of the Washington football team. So apparently they offered to pay $900 million to Bob Rothman, Dwight Schar, and Fred Smith, or FedEx Fred, right? To buy a 40% stake. We talk about this maybe earlier this week, late last week. We said, wait a second, $900 million for a 40% stake. That would put the team value, which is currently, according through Forbes, at around $3.5 billion at way under that $3.5 billion. Now, what we didn't know is that $3.5 billion a true accurate figure? Is the $900 million, because if you multiply that by two and get to 80%, that's $1.8 billion, right? And then you add whatever you want to add to it and say, all right, well, then if the remaining 20% might take us up to a value of, I don't know, $2.4 billion or whatever it is. Well, if it's $2.3 or $2.4 billion and I haven't done all the math, okay, that's way short of the Forbes figure, which, again, it is just Forbes. Doesn't mean you're absolutely going to get that, but that's the deal, right? That's based on all of their calculations and all of their counting method, and people pay attention to that, right? That means something. It's like, you know, again, when you go to a real estate agent and the real estate agent asks for, when you go to Sarah and Debbie Reynolds asks for $500,000 on your house, you don't expect somebody to come in with an offer of $250,000, right? You're not going to take that. Now, maybe they're overpriced. Maybe they're asking for too much, and you might have to settle for $475 or $450, but you're not going to settle for $250, right? So that's essentially what this is. This group wanted to buy the 40% stake for $900 million. And again, if you math that out, that would mean essentially the whole 100% value of the Washington football team organization would be way, way less. Almost maybe more than $1 billion less. Right? So the offer was way undervalued. Clearly trying to take advantage of the fact that three billionaires want out so bad. And what did these three guys do? They agreed to it. They agreed to the deal. That's how bad they wanted. They tentatively accepted the deal. That's how bad they want to be done with this franchise and done with Dan Snyder. That's how much they hate him. That they were willing to take literally pennies on the dollar, or at least a 50% discount, right? I mean, again, 40% stake based on a $3.5 billion value. You know, half of that is $1.75 billion. I mean, they should have gotten at least $1.5 billion for their 40% stake. Instead, they were willing, apparently, to take $900 million just to get away from Snyder. And apparently, part of the deal is that Snyder, and this is normal business, has a right to have first refusal to buy back minority shares of the team before they're sold to other parties. So according to the Post's reporting, what happened was the three minority owners trying to share their 40%, apparently Snyder wants to buy 25% more, held by Fred Smith and Bob Rothman, but not the 15% owned by Dwight Schar. And you might say, well, that's weird. Why is that? The answer is we don't exactly know. Maybe he doesn't have the money to buy more than 25%. Maybe. But my guess is, this is my hunch, he is trying to stick it to Dwight Schar. He is furious at Dwight Schar. He can't stand Dwight Schar more than FedEx Fred and more than Bob Rothman. And that's a problem because right now you have these minority owners who, again, are suing each other, going to court every freaking day. I can't even keep up, right? And basically the Post says, in an attempt to get a federal judge to force Snyder to permit the sale to move forward, the three minority owners sued him in Maryland District Court a week ago that were, according to the court records, that were made public today. And the file, which was kept under seal and hidden from public view, the court letters apparently say they're going to be held until December 3rd when the Post, which is, you know, again, trying to, you know, get all of this information. Apparently, they're trying to break the confidentiality code. So we're not, you know, we don't even know if we don't even know what the next step is, but you have these confidential records. You have these confidential negotiations. And now, on top of all this, on top of the pending resolution of the league's investigation through the local law firm, the NFL and this is according to the Post, the NFL and owners of other teams are not pleased that Schar, Smith, and Rothman took the dispute to court, saying, quote, to the Post, that's not how it's done. Well, guess what? You know, if it might not be how it's done, but they're apparently doing a lot of things that are not how it's done. Why? Because they hate Snyder, because they loathe him so much at this point that they can't wait to get rid of him. So that's not how it's done. Taking the team to court or taking the issue to court is one problem. In the NFL's eyes, what the NFL, I'm shocked, and I can't imagine that they're happy with, is that they would literally take, you know, about 60% of what their stake should be valued at and worth. That's what I don't understand. All right, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. We will get to your calls, I promise. I just had to set that up right here on The Fan. Good to have you with us on Overtime on a Friday night.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Also talking about another layer, another chapter to the fiasco of the burning just dumpster fire that is the Washington Football Organization. No matter how many improvements they're trying to make, no matter how many good things they're trying to do, the fact of the matter is you still have four owners that all now apparently hate each other. And, you know, one, there's I mean, I'm telling you something. Dwight Schar and Dan Snyder, they used to be so close, so close. And for it to get to this, I mean, what does that tell you? What does that tell you about how bad that relationship has gone? I mean, think about it. It's like if you, you know, many people are divorced. I got divorced too, right? Now I have a good relationship with my ex-wife, right? We get along. We raise our kids, whatever. I mean, you know, so I was lucky in that regard. But many people are married, have kids, in love, enjoys, and then all of a sudden, things change, and you hate each other. And you cannot even be in the same room as each other. That's what's happened here. That's what's happened here. The fact that Dan, now again, maybe it's he doesn't have the money to buy the entire 40% share. But why is he being selective and only buying Bob Rothman and Fred Smith's 25% and not Dwight Schar's? Well, I mean, logic would tell me it's not just about money. Maybe it is, but logic would tell me him and Dwight Schar are really having the problem, and he wants to stick it to him. But it also means that he would be keeping him around instead of completely divorcing him and getting rid of him. So, you know, this whole situation's weird. All right, let's get to the phones, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Let's get to Zach in Silver Spring on line one. Apparently, Zach wants to talk about Tua Tagovailoa. What's up, Zach? How are you?
Evening, Rooster. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Pretty good, man. Hey, so I was getting a pretty good kick out of your Washington dysfunction rants, but I mean the crazy hyperbole on Tua that you already think he's a crap prospect when he won three games. He's probably the best prospect in the past decade. I know he had an injury and he's a southpaw, but how are you going to raise your flag on that? We can talk about Joe and Chase Young, but I can't believe you're chalking up a W on the Tua evaluation on a Friday night for us, Rooster.
Well,
I mean,
no,
the man
I hear you. I hear him.
He's as good as Andrew Luck from when he first came in. So well, I love it when you talk about what a jerk Snyder can be. But you can't already say you got that one on Tua.
Right. It's premature. There's no doubt about it. Now, I will admit that I was against the Washington football team taking Tua Tagovailoa at two because of his injury history. Right. So I'm a guy. OK, I'm just going to tell you, I'm going to be flat out and I'm going to be transparent. To me, at quarterback, I can't take somebody that comes into the NFL already beat up and banged up and 6-7 different significant injuries, which is what Tua had. I know he's the best deep ball thrower in that draft class. I know he's a pretty good athlete. I know he's going to be a pretty good quarterback if I can keep him on the field. What I didn't know and what I don't think is going to happen is that he's going to stay on the field. Now, I would also point out that just so far, right, through, again, three starts, and they've won all these games, right, more than just Tua, you know, he's fine. He's not great. I mean, he's not even completing 63% of his passes.
Come on, Rooster.
He has five touchdowns.
He was fine against the Rams, and the Rams beat us for breakfast and kicked our teeth in. So, sure, I mean, you could look fine against the Rams. He was great the past couple weeks.
I know.
And Flores has done a great job down there.
Yes.
You can't say that you're already right and he's going to be bad watch. That's crazy. He's awesome. That's crazy to me.
Listen. I mean, you know this, like you, we, it's not fair for me to judge Tua based on three games. It's not fair for you as a Dolphins fan to judge Tua on three games.
No, I'm a huge Washington football team fan. Enormous.
I thought you were a Dolphins fan.
No, I'm an enormous Redskins. Well, I guess
you just like Tua.
Well, we all watch the draft. Like it's, you get your popcorn, you get your Coke, your beer, whatever you want to do and watch it. And then for you to say, I am right, he's going to get hurt, he's going to bad watch it.
What I believe. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to be right or wrong. I mean, you know, 5 years from now, if he's Russell Wilson, right, and he's an MVP candidate every year, and he plays 128 games in a row, then you can tell me, Rooster, you are the biggest dumbass in the world. And I probably say, you know what? You're absolutely right. I was dead wrong. I got that one wrong. But here's what I know. Again, and I appreciate the phone call, Zach. I don't mean to let you go, but we just got to hit the top of the hour break. Here's the thing. Again, Kirk Cousins never got hurt, and everybody dismissed him like he was, you know, yesterday's news. Never got hurt. Doesn't miss games. Doesn't take shots. Russell Wilson, same thing. Gets sacked all the time, doesn't get hurt. He knows how to take shots. Kyler Murray, same thing. Knows how to take shots, doesn't get hurt. I know he got hurt a little bit last night, but the point of the matter is he doesn't miss games. Tua Tagovailoa missed, you know, every other game at Alabama for the most part. 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. My guy Logan Paulson, you hear him pre- and post-game each Sunday on The Fan and throughout the week. He'll join us next for his analysis of the Bengals and the Washington football team. Stay tuned.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.